This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's totally okay.
Wait a minute.
Did you all not hear the show yesterday?
Right?
What the hell's going on?
Did you not hear me tell you that that was going to happen?
It's a free swing.
It was Nostradamus. I said they'd lose by 30.
Yes.
And you're like, really? And I said, well, maybe 20. And whatever. And I said, you know what?
You were wrong.
I said, you're going to lay the 10.5. If you're a betting person, yeah. Which I'm not, that one was as predictable as a Brock Purdy telegraph pass. Against Kansas City.
Yes or no?
Or Baltimore.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes in terms of result, no in terms of sort of why and how.
Yes, how?
No.
They were down 13-0.
Understood that. Yeah, that's night. No, not really, because they still made it a game in the third quarter and all
ish.
That stuff. My point is this. It was very evident quickly what Steve was doing, but I didn't think that he was going to do it. I didn't know before the game that he's going to turn yesterday into a tryout. He turned it into a tryout. And I know that a lot of you are bugged by that. How can you do that in a playoff game? My response would be, I actually, now that I see him do it, and I watch the way the players play, I don't know how you not do that. I don't know how the Warriors were supposed to know how to play in the playoffs on the road without Steph Curry. And I don't know why some of you think that they should know that. Why would they know that? How would they know that? Unless you actually think that the Warriors win basketball games because the eight guys who play are just godlike figures and they can go out there and they can beat other NBA teams without a plan. They just go out there because they're that much better. If that's what you believe, then that's what you believe. But I believe what Steve has been telling us all year long, which is that there is a process of trial and error. And then there was a major acquisition, and it arrived at a spot where the Warriors, as Steve has said over and over, we found something. Well, that thing they found in February is now gone. It's gone because their best players hurt. So you got to go re-find something else. You have to do it very quickly. And the quickest way to do it, I would argue, is not to try one thing and then realize after a game, oops, that was wrong. Now let's try something else in game three. Oops, that was wrong. Now you're down 2-1. Let's try. No, try it all. Try it all right now so we can see what does work and what doesn't work. And if it's a winnable game, go for it. If it's not, fine. It's 1-1. Let's go home with a clue about what we're going to try to do on Saturday night. I thought it made perfect sense once I saw him do it.
Yeah, and I thought that that would be the way he would go going into it. Now, did I think that they would play 14 guys in the first half? No, I didn't think that they would go that dramatically in that direction, but I told you yesterday that I thought that it was going to be a throw everything at the wall kind of game and figure out who you have and what works. And you know what? Quentin Post played 3.5 minutes and he was a minus 13. They were down 13-0, and yep. It was not all his fault, but after 3.5 minutes, you realized, okay, maybe Quentin's not the guy for this game. So who else? Who else can we go to? And eventually you went to TJD. You played Knox. You played almost everybody on the roster in that first half. Pat Spencer. Okay, turns out that Pat's probably not the long-term answer. Moses Moody. My goodness. My God. Moses, where are you? Like, you might as well be in a red and white striped shirt. We can call you Waldo because where are you, Waldo? But I do think that over the course of the first half last night, Steve Kerr and company got a look at everybody, and they probably now know who might work, who might not work, what combos work. We don't know that, but I do think you looked at that game, especially the first half, and you realize that there are three or four guys who are probably not quite ready for the moment.
All right, so we're fully aware you're all going to call us homers all day for the takes that we just threw out there, but let me explain why it's an extension of the fact that those of you who disagree with what Dibs and I just said, you're the homers. You're the homers. Not us. It's you.
Not us?
No, it's you.
It's always us.
You want to know why? You want to know why it's you? Do you understand how myopic it is for any of you to think that the Warriors are just going to go right out and beat the Wolves without Steph Curry? Do you understand how unbelievably myopic that is? Like, honestly, I want to just look at people and be like, where do you get off? Like, how disrespectful are you to the opponent? And in many ways, how disrespectful are you to Steph Curry? You actually thought the Warriors were just going to go, yep, didn't miss a beat. Take that, Wolves. We're still better. Really? Really? That's why I'm kind of taken aback today by what sounds like many still went to their TV with expectation last night. I don't get it.
Well, I had expectation.
Well, of what?
It was of that.
So do what? Yes.
Of that.
And
my expectation was Minnesota is down 1-0. They're at home. You don't have Steph. You're going to get hammered. So for me, that game was exactly what I thought it would be.
I agree with that. And I would say that you can have expectations about certain things. Like there were cutaway shots to the bench where guys were just shaking their head because there were things last night that an NBA team should not do. I don't care who's available. You just mentioned the way Moody played. I mean, they were sloppy. They were disorganized. I get it to a certain degree because they were holding tryouts right in front of our eyes. At the same time, there are specific things that certain players are doing where you're just like, you guys, come on, be an adult. So that's fine. But I am finding a lot of what I'm hearing to be a little bit surprising with regard to the idea. Again, what was the whole theme of our conversation yesterday? Hope? Yes. Expectation? No.
No.
No. No. You thought they were just going to go win because they have Warrior jerseys? I don't know, man. Who's the homer now? Like, come on, you guys. Steph Curry's out.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Steph Curry is out.
Right.
You got to acknowledge that.
For sure.
You have to.
I do look at the next two games, and game three tomorrow and game four is Monday, and I look at how you can possibly win one of those games, and I do think that the blueprint last night existed because there were times where defensively you played great. and you were able to hold Minnesota at bay. And even though offensively you didn't do a lot in the first half or the second half, I think that there is a blueprint for how the Warriors can win a game against Minnesota. Because you look at the total of the game, and yeah, they had 117, but that's not really 117. Like, it was a game that was, I think, closer than that for a long time. And then you got to the fourth quarter, and Steve punted, and they did what they did, and they won by 23, fine. It didn't even matter what the final score was. I saw stretches in that game where the Warriors competed, the Warriors defended, the Warriors were every bit up to the task of playing Minnesota. And that, for me, is what makes me feel good about last night.
Yeah, I was asked, a good friend texted during the show and goes, Willer, do you think that they can still win a game in this series based on what we're looking at? And I'm like, absolutely. Of course they can. First of all, they're coming home. They're coming home. It is going to look different. Second of all, they're obviously in the process right now of information gathering.
Yep.
And you named some people who I think stood up, raised their hand, and said, hey, Steve, don't go to me. But there were some people who did the opposite. And you all know who the leader of that pack is. And isn't life funny?
Isn't it weird?
Life is so amazing sometimes.
He was on the podium.
Here's your shot, Jonathan. Here it is. Like, we've spent 2 months at this station going back, forth, sideways, upside down about Jonathan Kuminga, often at times where it wasn't even a relevant conversation, but so many people were into it. Well, the world twisted and turned, and here it is. And he has an opportunity now to really change the entire conversation and, quite frankly, save his Warriors career if he still wants to be a Warrior. I don't even know. But Jonathan Kuminga, the Eminem song is playing. Here's your shot. Here's your shot. And he, after a terrible start, man, he did it last night. And that changes where this is going next, no doubt.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.